now the show is rolling. Welcome to Tiny Tidal Waves. I'm Kane. It's Tuesday night. It's Raglan Community Radio 98.1. And tonight, we're going to listen to Queen. Oh, yes. Been waiting for this. Queen are one of my all-time favorite bands. And definitely super influential on me. It was one of the first cassette tapes that I had as a young child. And I listened to on my Walkman on repeat, The Greatest Hits 1 and 2. So they're massive for me, and I'll never not love them. And I've been just keeping them in my back pocket because I knew if I ever needed a show, if I'd ever, you know, not done my homework and it was half an hour to go until I was on air and I needed something, I knew Queen would be there for me. And they are. And so tonight we're just going to rock through them and talk about Queen and listen to Queen. And some real cool person is rocking around on a motorbike, super being super loud. Everybody pay attention to that person.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine. Beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China. She might have been again incidentally in that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class. You're absolutely dry. She's out to get you. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite. Wanna try?
You're My Best Friend from Queen. And let's have a little looky at Queen. So, why don't we learn a bit about them? Queen are a British rock... Cool. So they're still together. A British rock band formed in London in 1970 by Freddie Mercury, Brian May, Roger Taylor and John Deacon. Their earliest works influenced by progressive rock, hard rock and heavy metal. So if you go back and listen to their first records, yeah, it gets pretty rocky. The band gradually ventured into more conventional and radio-friendly works by incorporating further styles like arena rock and pop rock. I don't know if there's arena rock as a style, really, is it? Isn't it just something that you get to a point where you're big enough to play arenas? You know, you don't just go out there all of a sudden and start writing arena rock. Maybe you do. Before they formed, Brian May and Roger Taylor had played in the band Smile, and Freddie Mercury was a fan of that band and encouraged them to experiment with more elaborate stage and recording techniques. He joined in 1970 and suggested the name Queen. John Deacon was recruited in 1971, and then they released their self-titled album in 1973, and they charted when they released their second record in 1974. And then, we're going to maybe just... I might get myself together and stop babbling and just play some more songs and then figure out my approach. Here we go.
Tonight I'm going to have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Lovely fade out there. Oh, let me hit it before it goes to the next one. That was Don't Stop Me Now. So we have got a little bit of an order, I guess, going on tonight. Oh, hello there. The first tune was Killer Queen, and that was from Sheer Heart Attack in 1974. And the next tune was My Best Friend, which was from A Night at the Opera. And that was 1975. And Don't Stop Me Now was from Jazz, which is just what they called their record, even though it's not jazz, from 1978. So we're kind of working, I don't know, I just went and picked a bunch of songs and we'll just play them in any order, the order that I chose them. So yeah, let's learn a little bit more about Queen. Maybe not that much. Okay, so... okay, yeah, I'll figure out where we are. Let's hear another song, and then we'll figure out. We don't want to like learn everything about their entire history. Just the highlights, please. Highlights.
Somebody to love.
one way to like take one idea that you have and then just make an entire song about it. It's pretty funny. Right. Okay. I've gotten my shit together, and rather than learning about Queen's entire history because it's so epic and long, we're just going to read the legacy part of the Wikipedia page. So if you want to spend your entire evening reading about Queen, Wikipedia has about a million words. Legacy, in 2002, Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, obviously their most popular song, was voted the UK's favourite hit of all time in a poll conducted by the Guinness World Records British Hit Singles Book. In 2004, the song was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Many scholars consider the Bohemian Rhapsody music video groundbreaking, crediting it with popularizing the medium, which is crazy when you think about it. And, you know, music videos, we don't even really care about them anymore. Rock historian Paul Fowles stated that the song is widely credited as the first global hit single for which an accompanying video was central to the marketing strategy. It has been hailed as paving the way for the MTV generation. Oh, man, I'm almost MTV generation. In December 2018, Bohemian Rhapsody became the most streamed song from the 20th century and the most streamed classic rock song of all time. The number of downloads of the song and original video exceeded 1.6 billion across global on-demand streaming services. Insane. And in March 2021, it was certified diamond in the US for combined digital sales and streams equal to 10 million units. Acclaimed for their stadium rock, in 2005, an industry poll ranked Queen's performance at Live Aid in 1985 as the best live act in history. In 2007, they were also voted the greatest British band in history by BBC Radio 2 listeners. So, groundbreaking at every level, the greatest of all time in many ways. We'll hear more about how amazing they are after a couple of songs. This song was featured on a movie. Was written for the movie? Oh, I'll find out.
I've paid my dues.
time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my shells and kicked in my face, but I've come through.
And I need to go on.
Yeah.
Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey! Another one busts the dust. Hey!
Another One Bites the Dust. What album was that from? Oh, not that one. No, not that one. No, not that one. Oh, man. It's from this one. It's from The Game. And let's have a little look at it. It was a worldwide hit. Released in 1980. Charting at number one for 3 weeks. From the 4th of October to the 18th of October. Pretty cool. It's purported that John Deacon's bass line was inspired by Good Times by the disco group Chic. We're going to have to do a disco episode shortly, but that's kind of cool. A little bit of a little tidbit there. I might find out how many number ones these guys have had, but let's just continue on a little learning about their legacy. By the way, this is Tiny Tidal Waves. I'm Kane. It's Tuesday night on Raglan Community Radio, and we're listening to Queen, and we're learning a little bit about them as we go. So as of 2005, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, Queen albums have spent a total of 1,322 weeks, which is 26 years, on the UK album charts, more time than any other act. Also in 2005, with the release of their live album with Paul Rodgers, Queen moved into third place on the list of acts with the most aggregate time spent on the British record charts. What? Aggregate time spent? Okay, whatever. In 2022, Greatest Hits was the best-selling album in UK chart history, which is, we've just been listening to Greatest Hits, even though the songs are all from different, you know, albums, Greatest Hits. And the only album to sell over 7 million copies in the UK. As of August 2024, the album has spent over 600 weeks on the US Billboard 200. The Greatest Hits 2 album is the UK's 10th bestseller, with sales of 3,746,404 copies, based on record sales, Billboard charts, performance online views, and popularity on Spotify. In 2018, Business Insider in the US ranked Queen the third most popular rock band of all time after the Beatles and Led Zeppelin. Legendary. Okay, let's move on to this.
It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic. A kind of magic. One dream, one soul, one prize, one goal, one golden glance of what should be. It's a kind of magic. One shaft of light that shows the way. It's a kind of magic. The bell that rings inside your mind.
Slashed and torn.
Love that it doesn't resolve, just then they click the way out. That's Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie, released as a single in 1981 and then included on Queen's album Hot Space in 1982. It was a number one hit, of course. Right, we're learning more about them, about Queen. The band have released a total of 18 number one albums. 18. And 18 number one singles. And 10 number one DVDs. Oh, yeah, cool. That's worldwide, making them one of the world's best-selling artists. Estimates of their record sales range from 250 million to 300 million worldwide. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2001, and the band is the only group in which every member has composed more than one chart-topping single, and all four members were inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2003. In 2009, We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions were inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame, and the latter was voted the world's favorite song in a 2005 Sony Ericsson Global Music Poll. The band received the Ivor Novello Awards for Outstanding Contribution to British Music in 1987 and Outstanding Song Collection in 2005 from the British Academy of Songwriters, Composers and Authors. In recognition of the vocal harmonies of Mercury, May and Taylor, in 2006 Queen were inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. In 2018, they were presented the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, and their top 10 list for the Global Recording Artist of the Year, the IFPI named Queen the 6th best-selling artist worldwide in 2018 and the 5th best-selling artist in 2019, in both cases the most popular act of their contemporaries. In January 2020, Queen became the first band to join Queen Elizabeth II on a British coin. What? Issued by the Royal Mint, the commemorative £5 coin featured the instruments of all four members of the band. That's pretty cool. In July 2020, Queen became the third band after the Beatles and Pink Floyd to feature on a series of UK postage stamps issued by the Royal Mail. Okay, we're getting kind of into the weeds here, but this is what I didn't want to do, you know, by reading out their entire history, just because, you know, it's just they've just done so much. But look, we've got some more to go. Hang in there. And in the meantime, I want it all.
get used to living without, living without, living without you by my side. I don't want to live alone. Hey, God knows, got to make it on my own. So baby, can't you see, I've got to break free. I've got to break free.
free with your tempo. Be free, be free. Surrender your ego. Be free, be free.
Say that's one of my favorite songs from Queen, Innuendo. Let's learn about when it was released. Innuendo Queen. Oh, it's an album, even. So it's a title track off the album. Yeah. Opening track off the same name, 1991. It's kind of something like heavy and proggy about it. It reached the top 10 as well. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome song. So this is Tiny Tidal Waves. I'm Kane. This is, we're going to learn a little bit more about Queen and hear a little bit more about how incredible they are. They're one of the most bootleg bands ever, according to some dude, Nick, who manages the band's website. I guess he would know. A 2001 survey discovered the existence of 12,225 websites dedicated to Queen bootlegs, which is the highest number for any band. Bootleg recordings have contributed to the band's popularity in certain countries where Western music is censored, such as Iran. In a project called Queen, the Top 100 Bootlegs, many of these have been made officially available to download for a nominal fee from Queen's website, with profits going to the Mercury Phoenix Trust. In 2004, Queen became the first Western rock act to be officially accepted in Iran, following the release of their Greatest Hits album, and Rolling Stone ranked Queen at number 52 on its list of the 100 greatest artists of all time, while ranking Freddie Mercury the 18th greatest singer. Now that is a load of absolute bullshit. I'm going to investigate that. Brian May, the 26th greatest guitarist. I mean, maybe, but 18th greatest singer? Name me 17 better singers than Freddie Mercury. We'll find out. We'll find out who they are. Rolling Stone readers voted the Mercury the second greatest frontman. I guess Robert Plant. Queen were named 13th on VH1's 100 Greatest Artists of Hard Rock list, and in 2010 were ranked 17th on VH1's 100 Greatest Artists of All Time, blah, blah, blah. A whole bunch of different publications say how cool Queen are. Queen is super important, and in the United States and in the UK. They stopped touring US in 1982, they did tour elsewhere until 1986 with Freddie Mercury, and then obviously they've been playing since then as well. Right, I'm going to find out who those 17 better singers than Freddie Mercury are and play some more songs.
divine. I get religion quick. It's looking divine. Honey, you're touching something. You're touching me. I'm under your thumb, under your spell.
Gotta love that Yamaha DX7 synthesizer coming in to feature in that song, Who Wants to Live Forever, from the 1986 album A Kind of Magic. It was written by Brian May for the soundtrack to the film Highlander, which is pretty epic. If you haven't seen that, check it out. Yeah, what a tune. Little known fact, Team Squad covered that tune at the Yacht Club a few years ago. fun times. Oh, actually, while I've got you, this Friday night at the Yard, there's a band coming down from Auckland called Skiller. They call themselves Psychedelic R&B. They're absolutely outrageous. Go and check them out. They're super cool, kind of like this jazzy R&B hip-hop kind of vibe, incredible monster musicians. And they are being supported by local band Team Squad, who are prog soul, synth rock, kind of post-disco vibe. It's going to be a big night. There's another band playing called Pocket Money, and we'll all be there Friday at the Yard to party and dance and have an amazing time. So, yeah, come on down. Right, we've got a few songs left. We've got four songs left, and I'm just going to play them all. I'm going to run a little bit late because I did start a little bit late because Spotify was shit. So let's just get into it. We'll do two more or three more. Or I don't know, whatever. Here we go. The Invisible Man.
I'm the Invisible Man. I'm the Invisible Man. Incredible how you can see right through me.
We'll be right back. empty spaces. What are we living for? Abandoned places. I guess we know this door. On and on. Does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero. Another mindless crime. Behind the curtain. In the pantomime. Hold the line. Does anybody want to take it anymore? Tales of yesterday. We'll be right back.
glimpse of hope and unity, and visions of one sweet union.
The moon rose and a dark rainfall.
Fried chicken thing was originally a joke, but they kept it in there. Pretty funny. Now, I did say before that I was shocked that Freddie Mercury was the 17th rated best singer ever of all time by Rolling Stone. I've just looked it up, and last year he was number 14. But this is what this will tell you all you need to know about this list. Number 15 is Bob Dylan. So they're talking about, like, you know, influential voices, I suppose, not great singers, or great singers but not great voices. I don't know. Number 13 is Patsy Cline. Anyway, this has been Tiny Tidal Waves. I'm Kane, and this is Raglan Community Radio, and we've been listening to Queen, and it's been wonderful. It reminded me of being a kid. So I'm going to leave you with that. Tune in next week for something entirely different. Good evening.
Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a cool boy, I need no sympathy,
because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low.
Anyway, the wind
blows, doesn't really matter to me.
To me. Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head. My trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, ooh, didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back again this time tomorrow,
Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo
Figaro.
Magnifico! I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
Never let you go.
Never let me go!
No.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go! Beelzebub has a devil.